Kevin De Bruyne! Gundogan! From the brink of despair, elation! From catastrophe, cacophonic joy!
The celebrations, though, will very much be welcomed by Max Verstappen and Red Bull as Verstappen wins the Spanish Grand Prix. It's a 1-2 for Red Bull. Russell takes his second podium place of the season, finishes third.
He's going with a lot of club again. Tiger 07. Look at that follow through.
He did the same thing yesterday.
It's gone.
The low, but this is going right. Yesterday was up the left side.
Oh, my goodness. It's in the water. Oh, my goodness. That was not the club. That was not the club when you're so amped up with all this adrenaline. He could hit anything down there.
Oh, dear. Got to get up and down to make it a three-man playoff. 5 years later, after his win at Quail Hollow, it's just in time again at the PGA Championship.
Look over your shoulder, Katie Ledecky, because you've got a Terminator on your tail. In fact, you've got a Terminator in front of you. Katie Ledecky's world record is going to go right here. Come on, the world record's catching you. Come on, Ariane, get there. Come on, go.
She's got it.
World record for Ariane Titmus. Katie Ledecky's world record has been terminated here tonight.
Massive final weekend of Premier League action. Massive. City came from behind to beat Villa. They secured their fourth Premier League title. They were down 2-0, three goals in 5 minutes. Liverpool drew, so it was defeated Wolves, 3-1 to finish 1 point back from City. Man United were qualified for the Europa League in six. They have a zero goal difference. Astonishing. Leeds somehow magically managed to stay up after Burnley went down. It's always exciting, isn't it, Premier League? They play them all at the on the same time.
Yeah.
And so everyone's sort of, you know, it's old school where you did around the ground. So you go to the footy on the sunny, you listen via the transistor radio. And they go around the grounds from other...
You know. But did you see what happened in the Liverpool game? Rumours had spread that...
Villa were up.
Villa got up 3-2. They got another goal. And so they were all the Liverpoolians
ballistic.
Were all cuddling each other and crying and just going, yes. Anyway, it was one of those whispers, Chinese whispers that didn't work.
Yeah, see, everyone hates Liverpool, man. Justin Thomas wins his second PGA Championship. He was seven shots behind the leader. Now, they do these data analyses. They gave him a 1.2% chance of winning that tournament.
Yeah, it was. I watched the last. Poor old Pereira. Goodness me. But he was, you know, to his credit, they interviewed him straight after.
Yeah.
And he just said, look, I was the first round, I was happy to make the cut.
Mm.
I got to the fourth round. I thought, I'm going to win this. Unfortunately, whether it was a bit of a shank on the 18th.
It was a
and
shocker.
They slowed down his swing.
Yeah.
And it looked very odd.
So biomechanically everything had just fallen apart.
It had fallen apart and then his next one and it was such a shame, but he'll learn from it, I suppose.
But it was so good that he fronted up. And I reckon if somebody like that can front up straight after putting that shot in the drink and being out of the playoffs, then athletes really have no excuses for doing media.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Justin Thomas, well done. He won in a playoff over Will Zalatoris. Now,
what did Smithy end up?
Him and they were tied 13th. Smithy and Lucas Herbert were the two best placed Aussies. You heard that audio, Ariane Titmus. I mean, this is one of the great rivalries in world sport, Titmus v. Ledecky. She has broken her 400-metre world record held by Ledecky. She shaved 0.06 seconds off the previous record set by Katie, and that was set at the Rio Olympic. Dean Boxall's going to have to get a hip flexor replacement. She is.
She's a beauty.
Isn't
Ariana.
She? She's great. She's really. Brooke Hanson, by the way, is going to be on Sports Day to chat about Ariane's epic swim. Now, the Spanish GP, you know what? Formula One rates really well on Fox.
Yeah.
I heard Jimmy talking earlier this afternoon. They got something like 120,000
on
Fox. For a race that started at 11 o'clock at night. Ricardo qualified in ninth, I think it was, finished 12th. And nobody knows why he's going like a busted. So Lando Norris had tonsillitis, beat him to 8th. So Ricardo's out of the points. Max Verstappen won his fourth GP. Chico Perez secured the 1-2 for Red Bull. Bit of controversy. He was asked to pull over. Team orders. And he goes, all right, I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Because it's that one where you...
Max is the guy that's likely to win the championship.
Well, after watching Drive to Survive... Mm. Like, even the teammates don't get along.
Not always, no.
Well, what I've seen of it,
they're all
quite...
Although, to be fair, a lot of them came out and said that that was heavily edited to make them look worse than that. What I love about Drive to Survive, every time they plough into the water, just sort of goes, A lot of beep. Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah. And they get out, and like, you know, like when they get out of the car, they always take the little steering wheel.
Yeah, they take the steering wheel. Something's wrong. Stop the car, please.
Yeah.
Stop the keys.
Box,
stop the car,
box,
please. Box here. George Russell secured third for Mercedes. Charles Leclerc retired early. Verstappen is now on top of the Drivers' Championships on 110 points, six ahead of Leclerc. Then you've got Perez, Russell, Sainz, Hamilton, Norris, Bottas, and Ocon.
Can I ask you this question without notice? Mm. The porpoising of the Mercedes-Benz.
They all do it, yeah.
Why in the space of 12 months... Why don't they just get their old car?
Because the aerodynamic changes. So rather than, because the idea is they want to promote more close racing. So previously, what had happened, the air would go above the front spoiler over the top and the air would push the car down. So better sort of downforce in the track. But then if you're driving behind, all that air is rushing into you, right?
Yeah.
So now what they do is it's sort of they redesign it so it kind of gets sucked under the car or dispersed outwards. So if you're the car behind, you're not running into that dirty air.
Yeah.
Problem is that because of the design, the new design of the cars,
for the
air going for all of them, the air going under the car, it makes them bounce. So, it's pronounced in the Merc. You see it in the Ferraris too, but it happens to all of the cars.
Yeah. But Lewis Hamilton just seven world champions. Why all of a sudden now? Is it just purely his car?
It's all cars.
It's just the cars. Yeah. But all cars are doing it.
Did you see the Tars? That'd be good. Ended a 14-year drought in Dunedin, 32-20 win over the Highlands.
I'm on the bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah.
We had DC. We had the coach, Darren Coleman, on during the week, last week.
Yep.
He seemed... Gibbo, is he a chance of coaching the Wallabies?
Yeah, I think maybe eventually. I think Thorny Brad Thorne ahead of him, and I was saying maybe Eddie Jones, if he leaves England role.
We're going back to Eddie.
But sure Darren Coleman, if he puts in a couple of good years with the Waratahs, he's definitely a chance, and... We heard the players, they love him, so we'll see how it goes.
Mm.
But they're going to probably play the Brumbies in week one of the finals. So they're in six at the moment. So they'll play third most likely, which will be the Brumbies down there, which will be a tough task.
Yeah.
But hopefully they can get it done.
It was a close loss too, wasn't it, the Brumbies to the
Blues.
Auckland Blues. The NBA playoffs, the Warriors are now up 3-0 in the series. We had a texter who's not a fan of Steph Curry. He's got a girl's name. That's not very nice.
I'm going to find this. Why was he doing, Brooksy? I know you're...
His name was Nafe too, by the way.
I know your throat's a bit sore, but is Steph a bit of a gig? Is he gigging them?
They've won three championships now,
yeah.
The Warriors, so they've got this swagger. The Mavs, Luka, young team. This is the furthest they've been in 10 years. So there's a bit of an arrogance to the Warriors and what they're doing. Steph celebrates a lot of threes by doing little shimmies and stuff. Draymond Green's quite chirpy as well, so... Mm. I think a lot of people sort of were alienated about Kevin Durant going there, winning two championships, that arrogance of the Warriors, and now they're sort of one game away from making the finals. So they've been a bit chippy.
Steph needs to know it's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice.
Yeah. I'm going to put that in the tea towel, Brian.
No, that's a Hallmark card.
It is a Hallmark card. There's something in that. Now, they can also wrap the series on Wednesday in Dallas. So Miami lead the Eastern Conference Finals 2-1 with Game 4 in Boston tomorrow.